always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, I didn't know, obviously, exactly what to expect. I had a theory, and my theory was that it was going to be what it was, which was just all the songs that she sang for American Idol over the course of the season, and turns out that's what it was. I had wondered if it might be just, you know, maybe original music. I had thought maybe it would be, you know, other songs that she just enjoys. I, you know, didn't really know what to expect. They didn't tell us, obviously, but it was essentially a highlights, a best of, a recap, whatever you want to do it, of all the songs that she's sung over the course of the season. And it was fabulous. And it all started off great. I mean, it was packed out. I don't know numbers. I'm terrible at crowd size estimating. But I would say that in the back in the Hunter Amphitheater, it was as full as I've ever seen it. So I would put that in the at least 3,000 to 4,000 person category. And then I did not go inside Wahoo Stadium, but, you know, I know from the footage on Channel 3 and from what I had seen of people going in, you know, several thousand at least were there. They say they sold out all the tickets, 6,000. So I'm not sure if everybody showed up, but definitely packed out. And, you know, from the beginning, everybody was excited about how much turnout there had been. Because remember, the whole point of this from our point of view is to show love for Keela, but also as a city to take this opportunity to promote ourselves and to be the kind of place that people want, oh man, I want to go there. They look like fun. Because we're going to get a, you know, 4-minute ad on Monday, essentially. And so let's put our, you know, absolute best advertising foot forward and reach audiences who are otherwise probably have never even heard of Pensacola. I know we like to think of ourselves as this amazing thing, but I'm telling you that, you know, when I did not live here yet, Pensacola was not on my radar. Where's that? Is that Florida? I think that might be Florida. I'm not really sure. Is that, where is that exactly? You know, I mean, some people know, but a lot of people have no idea. And so being an amazing place that shows up to do something like this in a unique way, that's our thing. DC Reeves kicking it off last night. Oh, sorry, that's my fault. I have my computer turned up because I was doing my own fade down, which is also my fault.
Thank you guys for this awesome turnout and for me in this city to be able to count on you to do exactly what we knew you would do, which is to lift up one of our own. So thank you.
And it's a sentiment that was echoed by two different producers. There was a I did not catch their names. There was a female and a male producer, both of whom apparently have been with the show a long time. And they both said essentially the same thing. Not a surprise for those of us, you know, who have lived here long enough to know this is what we do.
On our time with the show, I can't say that we've ever been so welcomed and have such good hospitality. So shout out Pensacola!
That's one of the producers. That's one of the female producer who was running around doing things. And, you know, Pensacola does it right, does it special, always is welcoming. It's a Southern thing, partially. It's a Pensacola thing, partially. It's a, I don't know, we just do it that way here. I'm not sure that, you know, everywhere would have been that way. Some places would have been. And, you know, I know there's a, like, the logician in me, the philosopher in me, the rationalist in me is like, well, maybe they say that to everybody. You're the most beautiful girl I've ever been on a first date with. I mean, you know, maybe you learn to say that to everybody. Then again, I don't know. We'll see when we see the video, because the one girl is from a 2,000-person town in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. And if that shows like we showed, we'll be amazed. The guy is from Murfreesboro, so we'll see. But, you know, there were all kinds of fun moments last night, including, you know, I mean, the crowd getting worked up and chanting,
Keela, 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 Keela.
Which which was fun. And then Drew, her son, there was a kind of an in-between moment after. It was actually, they said it was her brother. I'm not sure. His name was Kalante Gavin. And he was singing the kind of the warm-up act at first. And it was a gospel performance. I mean, he was singing just, you know. I mean, it was great. He was all over the place, working the crowd, having a good time, you know, getting everybody excited. It was like a church service, really. And I mean, it was wonderful. Very, very explicitly Christian, not explicit in the sense you think of, but, you know, very overtly Christian. And then in between that and Keela singing last night, her son, Drew, came up. And I'll tell you, this kid, I think he's like 10. You want this kid as your hype man. I just, no fear. I don't have anything to say. Here, give me the mic. I'm ready.
Are y'all Keela Richardson fans? Are y'all love Keela Richardson? Are y'all excited for the concert?
Are you excited for the concert? Give it a second.
Can I count on y'all to be loud?
Can I count on y'all to be loud?
Yeah!
And it was just, you know, he was up there for, I don't even know, 3, 4, 5 minutes. It seemed like a long time. And they just left him with the mic. You go. You go. You get on him. You make him make some noise.
Can y'all agree with me?
Anyway, it was fun. So then finally, of course, she gets up and sings and does fantastic. But here's the thing that, as I said, I didn't quite know what to expect. Okay. And, you know, thousands of fans, they're all wearing black and yellow, except for me, I was wearing red because it's my colors. I'm like the only one, you know, I was telling somebody who was going to find me in the crowd. I'm like, just look for the one person wearing red. That's me, because black and yellow for the Key Hive, you know, kind of concept. Anyway, but what I loved about this particularly, it wasn't the singing, which was great. It wasn't the crowd, which was great. It wasn't the venue and the thought of it and the Pensacola of it and all of, I mean, all that was great. For me, what I thought was amazing is it was church. I mean, I knew she was religious, you know, I knew she went to church, I knew she sang gospel, I knew, you know, but it was church on the bay with like testimony and Bible references and, you know, even there was a moment where she kind of rebuked some of her critics, because there have been some people been pretty mean online, and it's, I don't know how to explain that exactly. I'm like, what's wrong with you? She's fantastic. But, you know, even rebuked them, it was kind of, it was amazing.
Oh, man, I'm so stoked tonight. I'm so happy that you guys came out to show your love. Listen, how many of you going to vote for me on Monday? Listen, I want to say it again. I know I already said it. I appreciate you guys for loving on me. I appreciate you
guys.
That's
my phone.
For supporting me and my son. And this is an emotional moment for me, because I'm so grateful. Just a year ago, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know which way to turn. But God made a way for me.
And then she sings Circle of Life, which she's done. And it was great. And then she comes back after with another kind of a religious reference to God and what he's done for her over time, which has not always been easy in her life, you know, as a young mom, obviously.
You ever look back over your life and see how far God has brought you from? And you say, in the circle of life, it's in the circle of life, it's in the circle, in the circle, the circle.
So, yeah, this is a good time on a Wednesday night. Was I glad I went? Absolutely. Absolutely. It was fantastic. 518 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Don't you call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease. Now come on before somebody sees you.
Morning, 5:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Scambia Board of County Commissioners is going to meet today. Seems like maybe it's me, but it seems like we haven't had that many Scambia County Commission meetings recently. I mean, it's, you know, beginning of summer, and I know Wes has been out for, some personal stuff, but he's back. He'll actually be on the show this morning, 6:35. A couple of things that we're going to talk about, this Project Sparrow and expansion at all right, I'm going to do my little test here. PJ, sitting in for John Pickens this morning. All right, PJ, have you ever heard of a company named West Fraser?
Have not.
It's a massive lumber company, a mill, I guess, up 29 in McDavid, that has a property that, according to the property, I pardon me for not knowing this, but they're either making a $70 million expansion or the base property is worth that to begin with, but I think it's the expansion.
Okay.
And they're looking for an E-date, an economic development ad valorem tax exemption, which means, you know, we abate people on their property taxes over the course of up to 10 years, up to 100% when they invest money. And so they're looking for it. But I think, holy smokes. Mm-hmm. You know, and we had heard about this, but that's in front of the county commission today. You've also got, you know, Visit Pensacola is going to be asking for the additional $250,000 for their Condé Nast Best Beach in the USA campaign. I would assume that's going to be a 5-0 quick vote, easy peasy. The John R. Jones $25 million AstroTurf, you know, artificial turf. Don't call it AstroTurf. Okay, fine, whatever, because modern turf is better than that. But still, the softball and baseball fields up at 9 Mile. The redesign or the design for that is a $1.3 million, which is, you know, in the overall $25 million, $1.3 million is, you know, well within the normal range, but I would expect that to pass easily. There might be some griping and grousing from people like me about the $25 million project to begin with, but once you're committed to that project, and they are, I think quite mistakenly, but okay, you know, $1.3 million is, you know, well within the norm. I mean, that's only, what, 5% of the overall project. I think it's usually like more like 10%. We're going to pick up four ambulances for $300,000 apiece. We're going to take over a fire station, Ferry Pass 7. They're going to, the volunteers are going to donate it. There's a new animal ordinance. We'll talk about that with Wes at 6:35. And some other stuff going on, but that's, you know, again, county commission meeting this morning. There's also a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, but if Tuesday's committee meeting is any indication, it's going to be nothing. There was one speaker, and there was no discussion of anything. They just kind of, you know, the most interesting thing was Kerry Smith talking about the vertiports. This is interesting. You remember, gosh, what, 7 months ago, 8 months ago, the Stan McDaniels case where he got charged with open carry of a handgun because he was trying to show, or, you know, basically get charged so that he could show that banning open carry was unconstitutional. And you remember, this is a Pensacola case that started all this. And ultimately, the judge said, yeah, that's under the current law, as we understand the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court precedent. Yeah, you have a right to keep and bear arms. And prohibiting people from open carry is prohibiting them from exercising their constitutional rights. And you remember there was a kind of an uncertain zone where law enforcement and, you know, what would other jurisdictions in Florida do? And, you know, ultimately the answer was nothing. We just have open carry. And there was a lot of conversation about where you can, where you can't. You know, do businesses have the right to prohibit you from open carry? And the answer is yes, because it's a private business. They own the private property and they can tell you, you know, you cannot bring a slide whistle on our grounds. I mean, they can, you know, if they want to tell you, you come with a slide whistle, but you best turn around. So they can say the same thing about a gun. If you come with a gun, I mean, if, you know, we don't want you talking about Jesus or the devil or, you know, housewives on our property, we're going to ask you to leave if you start talking that way. I mean, that's, again, it's private property. They can tell you to leave for all kinds of reasons, including that you're not wearing the proper attire or anything. I mean, it's then a question of will people punish them for having silly rules, but it's a private business, and so, you know, Publix, Winn-Dixie, well, I guess that's maybe an old reference. Aldi, you know, they can tell you, Taco Bell, they can say yes or no. Okay, so when it comes to open carry, you are allowed, except in restricted areas. That is also, I think, a matter of a little bit of legal unclarity, because the statute that prohibited you from carrying a concealed weapon into the meeting of, for example, the Escambia County Commission was a part of the concealed carry permit regulations. And since the concealed carry permit regulations are not the same as what the Constitution requires, it's always, to me, been a bit of a gray area whether you could, in fact, be charged with a crime for showing up at, say, you know, a bar. Because if you show up at a bar, concealed carry with a permit, you can get charged because anybody who sells makes more than half their revenue off of alcohol. You can't be there with a gun under your, you know, under your shirt, but on top of your shirt. Okay. So we have been, the whole state has been living under the premise that the restricted locations also applies to open carry. I'm just saying, I think, as not a lawyer, but, you know, as a commentator who pays attention to these things, I think that's still unclear. But okay, there you go. That's not the issue. The issue is, are there private places that are going to tell you you can't open carry? Because people concealed carry all the time. When you go to the grocery store, there are people carrying guns. I mean, I'm telling you there are people carrying guns at the grocery store. You might not, if you don't like guns or they bother you, you might not think about it, but they're there. Okay, I'm one of them. But the question of open carry is different because you're allowed to unless they say no. And so, for example, you've had some places that have kind of, want to say real loudly no, but they have indicated that they prefer only law enforcement to carry open firearms, Walmart and Winn-Dixie being two of them. Well, you remember there was some discussion over Publix, because Publix had been a place that didn't say no and seemed to be in support of what some people call constitutional carry. I think that's a politically loaded term. I'd just say open carry. That's clearer, and it kind of begs the question of what does the Constitution require or prohibit. Anyway, so Publix had said it's fine. But then it sounded like Publix, according to the Tampa Bay Times, Stephanie Hayes writes this, it's a column, and says, you know, it seems like the guidance had shifted at Publix. She had been told this, so she went to look and couldn't find an answer. She tried to call and couldn't find an answer. So in the modern era, what do you do? Well, you ask the corporate AI that's always there to help you by being unhelpful. But in this case, the corporate AI told her, Publix kindly asks that only law enforcement openly carry firearms in our stores. And then she called the customer care line where an actual live person confirmed that that's what they prefer. Now, prefer is a real interesting term because prefer is not we'll trespass you if you don't. Prefer doesn't seem to be the robust sort of warning with the, the gun and then the red symbol over it. Prefer does indicate some kind of a, well, preference, you know, not to use the same word over again. So about 2 months ago is where they changed. So I don't know what would happen if you open carried at a Publix, if you did it in Santa Rosa County. I don't know. Try it and tell me. You know, I'm curious. All they can do is say, please don't. And of course, you know, technically you could just pull your shirt over it and then you're concealed carrying. And I mean, they might still give you grief over it, but yeah, I mean, you know. Anyway, you could have a conversation if you want to push the law. I have actually, it's kind of funny, as much as I was eager for open carry to come, I still have rarely done it. I mean, barely done it at all. I don't know. I just don't like to cause a fuss, even though I do believe it's my right. Legally, it's my right, and I do prefer open carry for a variety of reasons. I just really haven't. So, and I think in Pensacola, I've only ever seen one person yet open carrying, and it was somebody walking on the street. And they kind of like did a double take because I hadn't seen it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, cool. You know, because it doesn't bother me. I mean, I think it's well within your constitutional rights, too. We'll be back. Stick around.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, America's top diplomat. Marco Rubio arrives at the Vatican where he was met by Pope Leo, the Secretary of State, trying to fix the thorny relationship between the first American Pope and President Trump. The U.S. and Iran are reportedly trying to iron out the details on a framework to end the war, but the U.S. military forced to fire an Iranian ship trying to bust through the blockade.
After the crew failed to comply with repeated warnings, U.S. forces disabled the tanker's rudder. So the ship has been stopped. The U.S. military says the incident shows the U.S. blockade on Iranian ships remains in full effect, even as U.S. and Iranian officials work to strike a deal.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting, a gallon of regular gas on average rising 2 cents overnight from AAA, reaching $4.55 a gallon. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies, 74 degrees on this warm Thursday morning. We'll get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in a few minutes. Pensacola's own Keela Richardson returned home yesterday for Keela Fest, a celebration, of course, of her success on American Idol. Keela was around town with TV cameras following her, visiting some notable places, including NAS Pensacola, where she watched the Blue Angels practice from the museum flight line and met the pilots. She was also honored with a parade last night on South Palafox, and that ended with her receiving the key to the city from Mayor D.C. Reeves at Plaza de Luna. Thousands of people then turned out for the free concert at the Hunter Amphitheater behind Maritime Park. Keela will now compete next Monday on the three-hour finale episode of this American Idol season. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says he's glad to welcome another wealthy businessman fleeing from higher taxes. Citadel Hedge Fund CEO Ken Griffin recently announced plans to expand operations in Miami and cut back operations in New York City. DeSantis tells Fox News that Griffin and other billionaires are responding to the fact that Florida is a free and sane state. It's not going to do crazy things like New York City. DeSantis also criticized New York's Mayor Zohran Mamdani for proposing a property tax hike while also saying he wants to make housing more affordable. Now, the four men accused of killing Jacksonville rapper Julio Fulio may learn their fates today. Closing arguments are taking place in Tampa before jury deliberations begin. Fulio was shot to death 2 years ago. A fifth suspect was already convicted of manslaughter. The other four are charged with first-degree murder. They could all potentially get the death penalty. The future of change took center stage in Molino. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report. He says the forum presented a lot of ideas.
Transportation and development concerns dominated a Molino community forum this week. NorthofScampi.com is reporting residents press state and local officials on road projects, growth, and the lack of concurrency. Representative Michelle Saltzman, ECUA leaders, County Administrator Wes Marino, and Century Mayor Ben Boutwell took part in the Q&A, addressing concerns over major projects like potential widening of Highways 29 and 97. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. 534 here at News Radio 92.3. Again, right now, we've got cloudy skies with 74 degrees, our temperature at the moment. Our next news in 30 minutes, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Murray with your money now. Apple may owe you money. iPhone owners could receive up to $95 under a proposed $250 million settlement, resolving claims that Apple misled customers about Siri's artificial intelligence features. The settlement covers people who purchased an iPhone 16, iPhone 15 Pro, or iPhone 15 Pro Max between June of 2024 and March of 2025. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ surged to record high closes yesterday, lifted by signs of a resolution in the Middle East conflict, while strong earnings from Advanced Micro Devices sparked a rally in chipmakers and other AI-related stocks. Advanced Micro Devices soared almost 19%. Shares of rival Intel gained 4.5%. Snap shares dropped roughly 4% after the company reported first quarter earnings and provided cautious sales guidance while revealing it no longer has a deal with the AI startup Perplexity. Snap's first quarter sales rose 12% year over year, while its net loss was $89 million. Futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the Pensacola Navy Days celebration, May 8th through the 10th, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off on Friday, May 8th, with a golf tournament and black tie night at the museum gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On Saturday, May 9th, don't miss the 4K run walk and patriotic parade through downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Plaza de Luna with a family fun fest. And Sunday, May 10th, join us at Museum Plaza for a special Modern El Dorados concert presented by the City of Pensacola. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.org for details, lodging specials, and how to get involved.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
Alex Andrade, do the maps accomplish the goal of ending the race-based drawing? Do you think they were drawn for partisan advantage?
The first question, yes, I think it addresses race-based maps. It complies with the Clay decision, and it provided justification to pass the map yesterday.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Down with the DC talk. Down with the DC talk. Are you down with
Hometown Heroes celebration is Miss Pensacola,
I love that he says it that way. That, of course, was Monday night. Ryan Seacrest, we talked about this yesterday, but the sort of the big thing that everybody's talking about here in Pensacola right now, or Pensacola as we're starting to call it, is Keela Richardson, that she is able. She is in the top three. You got to remember to vote on Monday. But before we get to Monday, we have the concert and the parade and the, all the stuff that's going to happen today. D.C. Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. He joins us every Wednesday at this time. Mr. Mayor, you've said it a couple of times, but I love it. This is something that, I mean, everybody can be together and being excited about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a rare moment that, one, we all agree on something, that we're all excited about something. It lifts up one of our local people and does a great thing in our community all at the same time. And so that's what's been fun to be a small part of this, but also just watch the community rally around this thing that we're so excited about. We have done it all in the mayor's office. We are ticket giver outers. We were at sound check last night. We're cutting back brush and bushes at the amphitheater. We got public safety. We got a mini parade to put on today. So all amazing things. And we got so many great people at the city that are helping putting that together, and outside partners that have reached out and said, how can we help? It's private small businesses are helping. The Wahoos are a big help. So we're coming together not even just for a concert and for a parade. We're coming together to just make sure that Pensacola has their best foot forward, which is what is so inspiring to me.
We support our own. We celebrate our own. We're all excited about this. Even and I think most of us fall in the category of, you'll never catch me watching American Idol, except there's a woman from Pensacola who is killing it. Let's watch her. Now, are there still tickets available for inside the Wahoo Stadium?
There is. So there are tickets available for Inside Wahoos. You can go to the box office. And if you remember, there's actually just turns out there's an 11 a.m. baseball game. It's the one game a year, coincidentally, that the Wahoos play, where there's a bunch of kids in the school district that come. So that means the box office will be open earlier, obviously, with an 11 a.m. Game. So I would go there. Certainly, there'll start to be crowds lining up, we expect, in the afternoon. Again, remember, doors open at 5:30. If we see big crowds and capacity, we may start letting people in a little bit early, but don't count on that. That's not a guarantee. Make sure you check the bag policy, all those different things. So KeelaFest.com, KeelaFest.com has all the information that you need. But, yes, you can walk up and get some stadium tickets today as of this morning.
And we're going to have the show begins at 6:30. She goes on at 7. Is that right?
Show begins at 6:30. We've really been saying at 6:30 because it's a short concert. Remember, don't think of your normal concert you go to that might be 2 hours long or even longer. So I would plan on it starting at 6:30 because ultimately TV is going to dictate that. And that's the safest thing to do. So doors open 5:30, concert starts 6:30.
And before that, you're doing a parade. You're going to give her and I love you said this yesterday, the Keelas to the city.
That's right. Yeah, multiple different ways too. But we actually may end up moving that to the concert
depending
on time. So we're not sure yet. We'll either give it to her at the end of the parade or at the concert. But one way or the other, yeah, absolutely. Got to keep it with the city ready to go.
I love it. That's just great. So basically starting at 4 is the parade, right? So starting at 4 through the evening, you can involve yourself in this event. And if you want to wear black and yellow and be part of the Key Hive, then you can, as you were wearing the shirt the other day. I love all of that stuff. Let's talk a little bit about the I have had several people bend my ear over this. I don't live in the city, I live in the county, but several people have bent my ear over the yard waste. We talked about it last week, and I understand things like, the surge like concept that, everybody has all their yard waste at the same time right now. Restaurant's busy at 6, not so much at 3. If you could do your yard waste at, in February, it'd be fine. And, how are you going to hire people for, a couple times a year? I get all that, but I know people are kind of looking around and saying, what is going on this year? So address their concerns. Talk to me about what's going on.
Yeah, we try to live up to expectations. Bottom line is, butt stops with us, with me, and we've got to do the best job we can to provide the service that we promised to provide. For historically, obviously, this is a free service. There is no additional charge or additional drop-offs. which I think kind of alludes to your point, is it's not something that you know, I'll put my business hat on. It's not something that we can financially plan around necessarily when it surges like this. That being said, why is it different this year? We have a few vacancies we're trying to fill, and we've even struggled to get some temp folks in consistently. Now, we have gotten them in, just so you know, I people are saying, hey, we got a concert, we got all this going on, and I've had this yard trash I've been looking at for a week or two. What I'd tell you is
I'm hearing, honestly, not to interrupt you, I'm being told 3 and 4 weeks. Just, I don't know what your, if your data matches that.
We track it, yeah. I mean, we're tracking it daily, and we know, we generally have an exact idea of how many routes we are behind.
Okay.
So the last track we've got is between 6 and 7 business days, so that can go into a second week. I'm not saying that there isn't anecdotes out there that are possible, but again, I know when people are frustrated sometimes, the numbers may not be exact, and that's why we just try to work with the data as best we can. It doesn't matter whether it's 4 weeks or it's 7 days. That isn't, there's no increase in intensity that can be arranged any more than what we're doing right this minute. So, but I mean, to give an example, we picked up 118,600 pounds of just yard waste yesterday. So we
yesterday?
Had to jump 20 times just yesterday.
Wow.
Just Monday for Tuesday.
Okay.
So you can assume that if we picked up 118,600 pounds of yard waste on Monday, it'll be about the same on Tuesday. That's 20 runs to the dump. We have a temp crew using our truck right now, which is certainly an outlier. But bottom line is we're providing a service. Buck stops with us. We're going to do the best that we can to get it out. But if the concern is, we appreciate everybody's patience, there should be zero concern that we aren't moving as quickly as we can given the circumstances. So there is no extra gear to hit. There's no extra gas pedal to push. We are pushing as hard as we can to get all of this out and making some headway to the tune of 120,000 pounds a day.
I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but just not to let it go without having it be suggested. By the way, this interview is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy, Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. The idea I suddenly had was, you know, when we have a hurricane or a storm or something like that, we don't go all the way to the dump. We just take stuff to a temporary drop-off somewhere close to the city, because going out to the dump is long, whether you're taking it to out to the recycling facility in Beulah or even if you're taking it to the ECUA one. My thought was, could we not just, you know, take it to the port or somewhere that we can just dump it off for now, get it out of people's yards, since it seems to be like, I don't want to say a crisis, but, you know, a lot of people are complaining about it. Is there a way to make the do the temporary solution in order to get it solved that way? You know what I'm saying?
Well, what I'd tell you from my office, because the only person hearing about this more than you, rightfully, is me.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that there is no rules or guardrails that have been put on by this administration to do whatever it takes. That's
okay.
What I can tell you. So,
okay.
So I couldn't speak to whether that would work or not work. It probably depends on neighborhood. Probably
sure.
Depends on how far you are. There might be safety or liability insurance issues for all we know. That being said, there has been absolutely zero pushback or restrictions given to our sanitation department to do whatever it takes to get it out of people's yards. So that's probably the best way I can answer is everything's on the table.
Well, I know it's arrogant to think you might have an idea, but sometimes it's the idea from the outsider that suddenly, oh, yeah. So anyway.
Absolutely.
Cordova Mall, the takeover that took place there, the whatever event, however you want to describe it, you know, several hundred teenagers. Are you happy with how that all went down? Are you satisfied with the response from PPD? You know, you're the mayor. What's your thought? Because I've heard rumors that they're trying to do it at, you know, a couple of other places in town. I don't want to name places because I don't want to promote a thing that might be a fraud. But, you know, what's your thought about this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, while obviously, I mean, thank goodness that there wasn't any major consequence out of that. So, of course, that's the first thing when I'm asked that question, what I'm going to look at is, what injuries, fatalities, those types of things when we have a major incident. And
property
so,
damage,
to not have anything like that obviously takes everything down a pretty big peg for me. That being said, to your point, this is the new frontier of something that now public safety officials have to deal with, unfortunately, that we're certainly not unique, unfortunately, in this. In cities having to deal with this trend of things. But what I can tell you is in situations like this, this is certainly something that your police department here in the city keeps an eye on, takes a look at. This is not, we don't wait for a call to come in from Cordova Mall. If we can get ahead of it, we have people with eyes and ears around the community to try to anticipate these things. And so, so just know that as citizens, this is not, it's not like, you know, everybody at the police department or in the mayor's office is too old to be on TikTok, which means we're not going to see it. You know, the bottom line is we're keeping eyes on any type of incident like this, whether it be something a little more silly and maybe slash ridiculous as these things, as well as much higher safety risk situations that we do keep eyes and ears as best we can. So just what you mentioned, Andrew, I would agree with, is that there's discussions of this trying to happen in other places. I can tell you our team is aware of that, and we'll be on top of it. So all things considered, I thought the response was good, and unfortunately, this is just going to be something that we're going to have to deal with, but we're not going to mess around with, period. I would reiterate what Chip said on Sheriff Simmons said on your show. You know, this community, we're not tolerating any kind of you know, nonsense or senseless violence or things like that in our city, period. I can certainly speak for Chief Winford on that.
You're doing a walkthrough. I think your staff is doing a walkthrough on Palafox as we're getting to, what, 2 weeks, not a little bit more than 2 weeks out from the May 24th, should be reopening. Are we're on track for that, and what's happening today?
Yeah, still glad to say since we broke ground, we said May 24th. Today we say May 24th. And so very, very proud of our internal team and appreciate our contractors sticking to that and making that happen. There'll be more details. Probably we'll get to talk with you, Andrew, next week on a little more detail as it pertains to exactly how we're going to open it. For example, we've talked about opening for a few days pedestrian only. And just so people can enjoy it if they're going to want to take photos. And I think it's good for our small businesses down there. You know, they've weathered this storm. I mean, weathered the storm pretty well, thanks to our community, to be honest with you. I think it looks like, you know, everybody's had an up month and a down month, but for the most part, everybody's still there. And some people are thriving in this, actually opening new businesses and things like that on Palafox. So that's a great sign. Thank you, community, for being intentional about supporting. But we'll have some more details for you, Andrew, as we get closer to this deadline of exactly how this kind of soft opening rollout will be. And then we still plan on doing something more official, like a dedication will probably be around the 4th of July weekend.
Very good. Okay. All right. A little bit after the fact, but that makes sense. And also, just for people who might have the question, the Fiesta parades are going to go down the current route on Jefferson because we can't coordinate effectively to make sure that everything is going to be in place. And the proximity of the timing there makes perfect sense to me that we would do it that way. Plus, I like that route. I mean, it's not the Palafox route, but, you know, and I know you guys are going to think about, you know, maybe that's an alternative.
We heard that a lot, Andrew. I mean, we heard people enjoying the Jefferson Street. I mean, that doesn't mean we're changing it, but, you know, I mean, we didn't really hear much negative feedback from the organizers, from the crowds. I mean, Jefferson seemed to work, actually, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Sometimes the backup plan winds up being the better plan. We like to end with a lightning round. I can't remember if you're one of these, like, anti-Star Wars people. You've seen Star Wars, right?
I am.
You're an anti-Star Wars?
Yeah. No, I'm not anti-Star Wars. You know, I'm a politician. I can't be anti something that's popular. But
what planet in the Star Wars universe would you want to live on, if any?
Earth.
All right, it is in a galaxy far away, but not a different universe.
I'm kidding. I didn't watch Star Wars, and now I've gotten this far, 42 years into my life.
I thought I remember that about you. All right, fine. What's the right thing to serve on fajitas? What's the right way to top fajitas? Tortilla, meat, and then what?
Oh, man. It depends on the options. I'll take as many options as I can get. We had that at my house last night. We had 10 different options. So it becomes where you can't even pick it up or, you know, use your hands anymore. So it's very inefficient way to do it, but I'll take as many toppings as I can get.
All right. You're the exact opposite of me, but John's real happy about that now. Last thing, tell me a fashion trend, maybe one that DC Reeves is engaging in right now, that you suspect in 10 years you'll look back and be like, what was I thinking?
Oh, man. You know what? Isn't that the problem? We never know until the time. So, you know, I'm very hip right now, but, you know, I wore a lot of basketball jerseys in middle school.
Okay.
I loved basketball jerseys, and then they became not cool, and then they became cool again, which just shows you how old I'm getting. And I think my mother still has them in her closet, unfortunately.
Well, that is definitely the last time you'll ever have that feeling about your life, ever.
that's right. So I've been through the cycles, Andrew, is what I'm trying to tell you, you know. But of course, I'm too hip right now, you know, and on trend.
Yeah. It's all on brand right now. I mean, of course. Mayor D.C. Reeves, thank you, as always, for the time. We'll probably see you tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You bet. Absolutely. And, of course, that was an interview yesterday before all the Keela Richardson stuff, which, of course, happened yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening and went off really without a hitch. It was fantastic. 437-1620. If, you know, you've heard me talking about Mathnasium, and they're a great place to go if your kids are struggling or, you know, just if they need a little bit of help or maybe, you know, you want to get them ahead because, frankly, they can serve like kind of your personal trainers, you know, which people don't often think about it that way. But they do have, you know, they have A students come in so they can be even better. And they can do all of that. And, you know, it all starts with a simple assessment, which is free. Okay. But the summer slide, man, here's what happens. If your kids go the whole summer and don't do math all summer, you know, and just do like take the time off, that's equivalent for 50% of students. That's equivalent to not having taken 2 months worth of classes. Like wherever they were in, you know, the end of March, it's like they went back to that. Like they lost 2 months worth of classwork. So the summer slide is a big deal, but you can prevent it by going to Mathnasium and, you know, kind of keep them going with those skills and even building skills so that, you know, whatever's going to come up next year, they can start to pre-learn some of that stuff or learn some of that stuff so that when it happens in class, they're ready. They're ahead of the curve. You know, they can kind of look ahead or leap ahead, if you want to think about it that way, for those new skills. So you can either catch up, you can keep up, or you can get ahead at Mathnasium. Again, it all starts with a free assessment. Just stop in anytime, and they'll run you through a test. It's real simple. They'll figure out what you know, what you don't know, and what they can do to help, and you can talk with them about how it makes sense. We're big fans. Our best friends own the Mathnasium, and, you know, my son taught there for a year. We believe in math education, and I know Mathnasium does a fantastic job of it. Located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
Big renovation plans? Don't pay big prices. Now, Home Outlet in-store doorbuster deals are live. Save $2 a square foot on hybrid waterproof oak flooring. Now just $198. Interior door units, any size, starting at only $99. Or upgrade your bathroom vanity for just $219. Plus, deep savings on countertops, exterior doors, bathroom fixtures, and more. But hurry, these doorbuster deals won't last. In-store at Home Outlet Pensacola location only. Find us at homeoutlet.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Goodbye, young human. I hope you live.
Take a trip on a runaway ship with a destination course. Sorry to say that it's not the same as a magical mystery tour. Although you
So, you know, in sports, there's been this kind of how much of the medical help can you get without going over a line that we've made out of bounds because, you know, for example, steroid use or certain substance, you know, performance-enhancing drugs are prohibited generally in sport. And, you know, there's various testing regimes and penalty systems. And, you know, all of your sports have had to deal with this. And, you know, baseball, of course, has dealt with this. That's, you know, my main sport. But everybody's been dealing with this, including the Olympics. Well, there is actually a place where you can go and PED yourself to whatever potential you think is available. The Enhanced Games. I kid you not. The Enhanced Games allows FDA-approved performance-enhancing drugs, which do have to be taken under medical supervision. So you're basically doing the Olympics if the Olympics didn't prohibit performance-enhancing drugs. It's going to take place in Las Vegas, where they bet on everything, and where, let's just say, the moral standard might be a little different from your neighborhood community Baptist church. In any case, they're going to basically do the Olympics and see what happens when people are taking steroids or anything else under a doctor's supervision. It's not good for sport. That's all I think.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
President Trump insists Iran wants their conflict to end. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
They want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours. And it's very possible that we'll make a deal.
And he warns the bombing could resume if Iran does not agree, as the blockade remains on Iran's ports after the U.S. military shot at and stopped an oil tanker trying to get through.
We are getting new details on the American proposal to end the war with Iran. The Wall Street Journal reports the new U.S. proposal includes Iran handing over all enriched material, a 20-year ban on enrichment, and a ban on underground nuclear work. Iran's foreign ministry says the regime is still examining the memorandum, but a response is expected in the hours or days ahead.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is at the Vatican talking to Pope Leo, who upset the president with comments critical of the Iran conflict and calling for peace.
As far as the Pope is concerned, and it's very simple, whether I make him happy or I don't make him happy, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says this trip was not meant to address the friction between the president and the Pope. He says this had been on the books long before those tense exchanges between the two were laid out in the open. But still, Rubio, a practicing Catholic, indicates there are other places where the administration can find common ground with the church.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Now an update on the cruise ship dealing with the deadly hantavirus outbreak that's killed three people and sickened others.
Everyone else is isolated in their cabins as the ship heads for the Canary Islands. Hantavirus usually infects humans who inhaled rodent droppings and can then be spread person to person. It's thought a Dutch couple, now deceased, caught the virus while bird watching in Argentina. Former passengers, now in three U.S. states, are reportedly being monitored, but none has yet shown symptoms.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. Stop paying the big guys twice what you need to. Dial #250, say my name. That's #250, micro, to switch to Pure Talk, where the savings are truly unlimited.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com, they make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds, and you can apply in minutes and get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick under more scrutiny over the late Jeffrey Epstein sex scandal. Lutnick talked to the House Oversight Committee in private, and Democrat Ro Khanna was not impressed.
It was just contortions and lies and no acknowledgement that he misled the American public.
Lutnick and Epstein were neighbors.
The secretary says they only met three times. Lutnick previously said he broke off ties in 2005 after spotting a massage table at Epstein's home. But in 2012, Lutnick and his family sailed to Epstein's private island, years after Epstein's 2008 sex crime conviction.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. And speaking of Epstein, Fox's Gernal Scott reports a judge has unsealed a note found in Epstein's jail cell in New York City.
Part of it read, "They investigated me for months, found nothing." The note also contained the sentence, "Time to say goodbye," which could be interpreted as an intent to commit suicide. The New York Times reported the writing was found in July 2019 after an apparent attempt to end his life that Epstein survived. That was July 23rd.
And Epstein was found dead a few weeks later. On Wall Street, stock futures not moving too much the day after a big surge. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 soared to new record highs. The Dow gained 612 points. There will be no Triple Crown in horse racing this year. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in the second race of the three.
Trainer Sherry DeVoe decided to skip the Preakness. They're setting their sights on the Belmont. The two-week turnaround from the Derby to the Preakness, which used to be commonplace, is considered a non-starter for many trainers and owners, given that most elite thoroughbreds now typically go a month or more between races.
Fox's Jay Berman. In the NBA playoffs, the Spurs get even. San Antonio blew out Minnesota 133-95 to tie the series. The New York Knicks went up 2-0 on Philadelphia, beating the 76ers 108-102. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 92.3, and right now it's 74 degrees with cloudy skies here across the area. Starting us out this morning, PJ has a look at our traffic on the fives this morning.
Travis brought to you by Florida West EDA. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Scambia County's tax base. Take a look at the big board. The only problem area right now is the front gate of NES Pensacola that is backed up to Central Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Well, Pensacola's own Keela Richardson was home yesterday for Keela Fest, a celebration of her amazing success on American Idol. Keela was around town with TV cameras in tow. She visited several locations around the area, including NAS Pensacola, where she watched the Blue Angels practice, met the pilots, and